We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. There's Bibi Shay.
What's up?
Are you ready to play this game?
Oh, yeah.
The game is the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid Game. These were written by the Traveling Man. All right? Traveling Man game.
Yeah. Everybody, he writes good ones.
Everybody likes them.
I'm always bad at his games.
Well, sometimes they're tough. Let's see what happens. Alex, you can have Biggie, Bibi Shay, or Chris Dem. Who you got?
I'm going to take the big man.
Taking the big man as first choice.
More specific.
First choice. I
think he meant me.
Zach, you could have Bibi Shay or Chris Dem. Who you got?
Chris Dem, please.
Okay. And finally, John, Bibi Shay will be your partner today. John.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So what happens is there are six categories. Inside each category, there are seven words. The player here will try to guess the seven words as you give them to him. Here are the categories. And that ball was tattooed. The eyes have it. Note the spelling there. It's E-Y-E-S. Margaritaville, head honcho, night rocker. Note the spelling there. That's K-N-I-G-H-T, night rocker. And be my Valentine. And Biggie, you are first. You can choose any one of those. Which would you like?
I'm going to take, and that ball was tattooed.
And that ball was tattooed. These are popular things people have tattooed on their skin. You'll have 30 seconds to get Alex to say all seven with a perfect score. If you make a mistake, you'll hear this. Cuckoo. And then we'll move on to the next. Alex, are you ready?
Sir.
Popular things people have tattooed on their bodies. Biggie, on your mark. Get set. Go.
This is a popular flower. It can be red or white.
Rose.
Yes. This slithers on the ground.
Night.
Yes. This is in the sky at night, not the sun. The
moon.
Yes. Moon. It jumps out of the water with a fin. It breathes air. Yes. Is a type of bug, but it's real pretty and people don't mind seeing them.
Ladybug.
No, flies around. You have caterpillar.
Dragonfly.
Yes. This is what's inside your head, not your brain. It protects your brain.
Skull. Skull and then dragon with the last two. Five. Now, I think he said dolphin.
Yeah, I think he said dolphin there.
Okay. I'll take y'all's word for it.
I know. I felt like he said he's not a bad phone line.
Yeah, he's got a bad phone.
He does have a bad phone line. Also, challenge flag.
Yeah.
Biggie said flies around.
For butterfly.
But
no, I mean, you can take it if you want.
Cuckoo!
Oh! I'm going for the review.
Right,
I say give it to him. If you didn't call it at the moment, I feel like you got away with it.
No, it's fine. But okay. You two better be perfect. perfect.
There's precedent for this. If you watch the old game show, the actual show itself, they'll say, we checked
during a commercial break,
and we should have cuckooed Big E for saying that. So they go back and, unfortunate. So four is the score.
Mm.
Let's go to Chris Dem and Zach. Chris Dem can choose. The eyes have it. Note the spelling. That's E-Y-E-S. Margaritaville, head honcho, night rocker. Note the spelling, K-N-I-G-H-T. And be my Valentine, Chris Dem.
Zach and I will do Margaritaville, please.
Margaritaville. These are words found in the titles of Jimmy Buffett songs. Zach, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On your mark, get set, go.
A child who's not your daughter is your?
Son.
Yeah. You have too many alcoholic beverages, you are?
Drunk.
Yes. This erupts and shoots lava out.
Volcano.
Yes. Captain Hook. Yes. This is what you eat at McDonald's. Most popular sandwich.
Cheeseburger.
Yes. This is the capital of France.
Paris.
Yes. And this is not longitude, but
latitude.
7
out of 10.
Good job. Got it. That was done. That really was. That last one's tough. He's got a song called Changes in Latitudes. Okay, let's go back over to John and Bibi Shay now.
If you're playing along at home.
You know what I'm talking about there. Son of a Son of a Sailor and all that.
Yeah, good songs. Good choice.
Okay, Bibi Shay. Now, that's seven. That's posted a perfecto there. The eyes have it. Head honcho, night rocker, or be my Valentine. Which would you like?
Let's go with head honcho.
Head honcho. Name these things associated with a president of the United States. Name these things associated with a president of the United States. John, are you ready?
I am.
30 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
This is where the president lives.
White House.
Yes, Donald
Trump.
Yes, when you go and you cast your for the president.
Vote.
Yes, not minority, but
majority.
When they say no to a law, they blank it. They
veto.
Yes, this is where his where the president's desk is. It's around. It's in the White House. This is where his
Oval Office.
Yes.
Six out of seven.
Ooh, nice.
Just good job, Oval Office. John. Nicely done. 6 out of 7.
It's like Schoolhouse Rock up in here,
that's
man.
Right. It is. Did not get the Constitution, but very close.
Got majority. That was good.
That's good too. Okay, so we have a close game here, 7-6-4. Biggie, you'll get to go first again, along with Alex, and Alex will choose this time. Alex, you can have you have 4 points so far. You need to post a good one here, and then hope they stumble a little bit. You can have the eyes have it, eyes spelled E-Y-E-S. You can have Night Rocker, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, and Be My Valentine, any one of those. Which would you like, Alex?
Let's try Night Rocker.
Night Rocker. These are rock stars that have been knighted. Rock stars that have been knighted.
Golly.
Now, let me say this. You only need the last name, but Biggie, the first and last names are written. You can't use any of that, but you could if you okay. say, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Alex, are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Sings Rocket Man.
Elton John.
Yes. The lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Yes. The drummer for the Beatles.
Star.
Yes. The lead singer of U2.
Bono.
This person's a member of the Beatles. Not John. Not Paul. Not Ringo.
Oh,
you got it. This person sang Maggie May.
Rod Stewart.
This person was part of many groups. Derek and the Dominoes.
He said, not I know, John, not Paul.
I know.
It's Paul McCartney.
I know. I'm looking at it. I meant to say George.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to roll through that. You're doing so well.
Yeah.
To start,
the player was dialed in.
He was dialed in.
That's my fault.
Well, I have to say I was ultra fast on that cuckoo, too, because that first one I let it go.
Yeah.
That first round. We've posted a 9, and Eric Clapton, of course, was the last one. So you have a 9 there, and that means that B.B. Shea and John will need 3 to tie and 4 to take the lead. John, you can have the eyes have it, eyes spelled E-Y-E-S, or Be My Valentine. Which would you like?
Let's go with the eyes have it.
The eyes have it. These are things associated with the eye. Things associated with the eye. E-Y-E. All right. 30 seconds, John. On your mark. Get set. Go.
These are the little hairs on your eyelid. They keep stuff out of your eyes?
Yes.
Yes. When you close your eyelids, you...
blink.
Yes. We're going to pass that one. These are above your eye. They got hair, not your lashes.
Eyebrow.
Yes. This is what women put on their eyelashes.
Mascara.
Yes. When you have great vision, you have blank, blank vision.
20/20.
Yes. When you smoke weed for your eyes, it's a condition that you have where the pressure. Yes.
Well done.
Dialed in.
Man.
Man.
He knew that one.
He skipped chart for eye chart. What a great clue.
What a finish.
I'm getting tested for glaucoma next week,
are
actually.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like John's used that one before.
He has, too.
As quick as he got glaucoma.
Oh, I know.
Unless you've said that a few times. For my glaucoma.
12 is the score here. That means Chris, Tim, and Zach need 5 to tie or 6 to win. And it's Be My Valentine. These are gifts men often give their partners for Valentine's Day. All right?
Okay.
Zach, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Gifts men often give their partners for Valentine's Day. 30 seconds. You need 6 to win. On your mark, get set, go.
Roses, carnations.
Flowers.
Yes. Hershey's, Dove.
Chocolate.
Yes. You go to a nice restaurant for 2, you have?
Dinner.
Yeah. It's rings, necklace.
Jewelry.
Yes. Something that makes you smell nice.
Cologne. Perfume.
Yes. Fancy word for underwear.
Lingerie.
Yes. And this you wrap around your neck when you're cold.
A scarf.
That's a 7 out of 7, man. He got that.
Master class
indeed.
Dialed in.
Well played, everybody. 14-12-9, but I thought everybody really did well today. That glaucoma clue. We won't forget that one.
Well, they were both on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
We were.